What are you thirsty for? I know every morning when I first wake up, I am thirsty for a big cup of coffee. But then the day quickly heats up. The long days of summer get so hot, and we are often left parched, needing a drink of something cold and refreshing. Water should always be the go-to drink of choice. Your body needs so much water to stay hydrated. So after you watch and share this video, go get you some water. Sometimes though, don't you crave something sweet? My girls have discovered strawberry acai lemonade drinks and other fruity teas, frappuccinos, and lemonades from Starbucks. They crave those. They now actually ask for gift cards for their birthdays so they can get drinks. Some afternoons we'll make a Sonic run, and the drinks of choice are peach green tea for me, a blue raspberry slush with Nerds for my youngest, ocean water for my oldest, and my husband usually sticks with a classic vanilla Coke or strawberry limeade. Sonic over the years has become the ultimate drink stop. Their possibilities are endless with over 1.3 million drink combinations. So if you're thirsty, you should be able to find something there to quench your thirst. Some days for me, only a Coke Icy will do. Those will quench my thirst and take me back to my childhood. We get thirsty. We need a drink. And not just any drink sometimes will do. What are you thirsty for? What are you craving in life? The world has way more than 1.3 million ways to try and satisfy your thirst, but you'll never be fully satisfied. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 42:1, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God?" Do you thirst for and long to spend time with God? Do you crave quiet moments of prayer and Bible study? When we are thirsty, we get a drink. But when our life is spiraling out of control, why don't we run to the one who can calm our spirit, heal our hearts, and carry our burden? In Psalm 63:1, David wrote, "O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water." Doesn't it feel like we're in a dry and weary land? People all around us are earnestly seeking everything under the sun but the sun himself. This world will offer only counterfeit satisfaction. Jesus offers something different. John 7:37. On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink." Are you thirsty? If your soul is dry and parched, and you've tried everything the world has to offer to satisfy your thirst, seek the one that offers living water for your life, for your future, for your marriage, for your heart. Those empty cravings will subside as you fill your heart and mind and soul with the living water of Jesus, and you'll find your heart longing for more. That's the truth. You will be satisfied. You will be strengthened. You will never thirst again, even in this sun-scorched and dry land. It's a drink that's oh so satisfying. I'm Lori Klein.